The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
A text from my wife. Hey, want to get Chinese tonight? I hear you're open to the idea now. No, I'm not. I'll get you Chinese, and you'll love it.
Oh, Kayla, get.
Yeah, good luck. No, the only thing he's going to eat on a Chinese menu is the fortune inside the cookie. Like, that would be the closest.
The cookies are done.
Sweet and sour chicken, you would absolutely
destroy.
No,
I don't like sweet and savory together.
Yes, you do.
So
everyone does.
Do you like sesame seeds? Do you like sesame flavor?
No, of course
flavor?
Not. Those are exotic.
Yeah, sesame seeds are fine.
Sesame chicken. You could do that.
Probably like that.
You could totally do sesame chicken.
General
Tso's
chicken.
Oh, I don't
like
military
candy.
Food.
It's candy.
Yeah. Do you like noodles?
Nothing on I don't like military food. Some noodles are fine. They have to have meat or chunks.
Have you
chunks?
Moved?
That's not noodles. Yeah. That's
what are you talking about?
The
chunks?
Meat.
Like
you mean
spaghetti.
Cheese?
There's no such thing as meat noodles.
I'm saying noodles are good if they're with meat.
You love lo mein, and it's easy. Have you
stop
ever had
telling
Chinese
me I
food?
Like things?
Hey, have you gotten to the point where you can eat more than 5 individual rices at once?
Yes, I love rices.
One rye, please.
Have you had fried rice before?
Because chicken fried rice.
Why
you'd
is
like
everyone
that?
Yelling at me? This list is not about me.
Well, now it is.
Yeah, Kayla, send us the 25 things you'd like Free Beer to try.
Oh. God,
yeah. I bet on the list it would be simple things like a cheese other than cheddar. An exotic cheese like Swiss.
Fried rice.
Yeah. Cheese that doesn't come with sheets of wax paper in between it.
What?
That's a little too exotic. Usually they're just wrapped in individual plastics.
I don't know why this person from Nashville's piling on. Hey, I don't know which one of you is the big man, baby. Why don't you just get chicken on a stick from the elementary school?
Oh, hey, actually, you ever had the teriyaki chicken on a stick that they sell at the...
Oh, not teriyaki. Are you crazy?
Teriyaki sauce is disgusting.
You know who
Are
you're talking
you
to? That's
they're
the flavor.
They're the reason... It's the reason Genghis Khan lost his dynasty.
That is probably true. Teriyaki could divide nations and dynasties. It's so damn good. Oh, my God. I can't believe you don't care for teriyaki. Divide or unite. Depends on if you love it or hate it, I guess, Steve. Mm-hmm. And apparently Genghis Khan hated it. I didn't know that.
What I learned today.
That is not in our history books. They should add that. Mm-hmm.
Kayla says, I'll get you Chinese. It's not the response I was hoping for. And then she said, here are some things my children like that you don't eat. Chinese, fruit, pork.
You don't eat any fruits other than apples, Free Beer. You don't eat any other fruit.
Oh, and you eat those grandpa apples, too.
Oh, they're the red delicious.
Leave my apples alone.
Apples.
They're called apples.
I mean, but those are like Johnny Appleseed era apples. I mean, really.
Make America great again. That was the best apple.
MAGA apple?
No.
Yeah, those are Macintosh.
Don't call my apples any political apples.
You eat MAGA apples.
I don't have MAGA apples. I don't have libtard apples. I have apples.
Yeah, you're eating red apples.
What's the deal with Honeycrisp? Make apples great again. Yeah. And smaller. And less tasty.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.